Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Boy Made of Dawn by R. Alan Chappell, narrated by Kaipo Schwab. The Rescue. Man has always felt most vulnerable in that lonely netherworld between darkness and dawn. Often it is then death takes the sick and weak. They give up finally, unable to bear the weight of another day. A person may, not knowing why, suddenly awaken, if only for an instant, to assure himself all is well. Charlie Yazzie woke that morning in the darkness with just such a feeling. It was now late afternoon, and hunger was finally getting the best of him. In old Navajo, when one was hungry, he said, "Hunger is hurting me." Hunger was hurting Charlie now. On his way back from Blanding, entering Bluff, Utah, he was at the very northern edge of the reservation. Legal services had sent him to take a follow-up deposition in a domestic violence case, one originating on the Navajo reservation. It had been a wasted trip. No one at the rural address knew the plaintiff or where she might be found. Either the contact information had been wrongly transcribed, or there was a mix-up in the case files. The only cafe in the town was nearly deserted. The girl who brought the menu and ice water seemed out of sorts, as though doing him a favor. He thought she might be Ute, maybe from the old Ute land allotments just up the road. It was just a hunch. She might as easily have been Paiute. Charlie knew early on the government had scattered the few Paiute in this area among the Ute, thinking them the same people. They later found this was not the case, but by that time it was too late, and they actually were pretty much the same.